Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. Both presidential candidates, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump in Wisconsin today. Both candidates will be in Milwaukee on Friday night. And then, of course, the election is Tuesday. Joining us now on Wisconsin's Morning News, former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant and 101.7 The Truth host, Dr. Ken Harris. So, Dr. Harris, good morning.
Who's that again?
So all hands on deck, right? As we get into Tuesday, I mean, everyone is on call, everyone working.
I'm so tired of Tuesday.
Yeah? Imagine having
only because I've tried to vote three times.
Really? Long lines or what?
First time was 3 hours. Second time was 2 hours. I'm like, no.
Man, you might as well just go on election day, right? I mean, like, block it out. It'll be 5 minutes.
Nobody will be there.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see about that. All right, so what happens now with all these local police departments in and around? What is their role, if any, when we have candidates coming in today and on Friday? And what is their role as we get into Tuesday?
The same as it's been before. They're going to do support for Secret Service. They've already set up all the protocols, everything that they're going to do, and it's set. There are other things that, of course, you can't know, but there are certain things that are set up for safety and health in case someone gets injured. All those things have been set up. They're already in place.
Is there a level of exhaustion for local law enforcement? Like, this is outside of the parameters of what they normally do on a Tuesday or on a Friday or whatever. Like, you get to a point where, look, we've already talked about MPD being understaffed as it is.
You mean where we already don't have enough people
right.
in the sheriff's department? The police department?
Yes.
Well, no real, I mean, but working as a professor at Concordia, I'm contacted 2-3 times a day. Hey, can we come in and talk to your class? Because we really want to have, you know, but because everybody's short. I mean, small right. departments are just short. And George Floyd, as good as it did to make changes in law enforcement, it then caused people to say, you know what? My family doesn't like cops, so I'm not going to be a cop. And so now we're just short all over.
One of the things that you hear from time to time regarding what's going to happen Tuesday or, you know, whether there's lawsuits and legal issues, but like the concern of chaos sowers, people that are going to cause chaos or cause disruption just to do it. And we've already seen it a little bit with like ballots and stuff.
Yeah, but again, those ballots, it's so easy to get those taken care of. Burning a ballot box is the dumbest thing you could possibly do.
1,000% agree. Yeah, you're not going to – those votes can be recast. There's ways they go through that. But how do you, as a local law enforcement, have to plan or at least prevent the possible opportunity for someone to cause more chaos on Tuesday?
I would go to the city council, pass an emergency ordinance that says, here's the ballot box. This is it. If you go inside this square, you're arrested for disorderly conduct. And we're done. Like, let's not go through the he didn't do anything, she didn't do anything, something that's going to be put in place short term, and we're done. And that way, it'll be that much of a deterrence for people to say, well, I'm not going to even go to the ballot, but do you have a ballot in your hand? No? Jail. And I think it'll stop.
What's your level of concern for post-election demonstrations that perhaps would get out of control? Like, I don't want to sow any ideas or put anything out there, but obviously there is concern for reaction regardless of how this thing turns out.
One, I don't care. Two, I don't care. Three, whoever loses is going to complain or go to court. Unfortunately, we live in a world now where that's just natural, but I don't think it's going to be anywhere as bad as people think it is. I don't. I think people are exhausted. So if you lose, you're done. And just go somewhere and sit down. I think it'll be quiet.
1 week from now, right. You will be in this studio with us.
No, I won't.
Oh, you're not here next week?
I will have been up all night. Ah. You think I'm going to wait? No, yeah, I'll be here.
Oh, excellent. So my question is, which states do you think we'll be staring at next week at this time? Which ones will we be waiting on?
Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania.
Well, Pennsylvania, they can take all week to count the votes, right?
I think Arizona's going to slide over to Republican.
So it'll be just the blue wall there that everyone's watching.
Yep.
All right. Absolutely. We'll find out.
Dude, that's 1 week from today.
Yes, it is.
6:57. Thanks, Dr. Ken. All right. I'm Wisconsin's Morning News.